Sorry.
Sorry. Got you.
So maybe I don't know if we need to redo
But
anything or just mention that, you know, the button wasn't pressed yet, yada 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 yada.
let
Nonetheless.
me do that. Shadera, is it all right if I do that? If I just summarize for the
Please.
record. We
Absolutely.
took attendance at 6:07. For the record, Jalen Stuber, Shadira Kilfoy Flores, and Rodney Saunders Jr. are present. And that is a quorum. And then Lee Hunt from the administrator from the police department is also here. And I'm Andy Schauer. I'm from the city attorney's office, subbing for Jennifer, who is not with us today. And we are currently discussing the first item on the agenda, which are the community listening sessions. And with that, Shadera, I think you can continue.
Okay, so
Okay.
I'll
I'm sorry,
answer.
with Jalen, you can continue, of course.
Yep. Also, Andrew, just so you know, my last name is Stever. Me and Rodney are pretty passionate about our names, so just so you know, mine is Stever, not Stuber. Okay.
Thank you so much for correcting me on
No
that.
worries. No worries at
Sorry
all.
about
I get
that.
it. No, you're good, boss. No worries.
Fever. Okay.
Shadira, my question for you: the listening session on Friday. I wish I was more like in tune with you because I would have probably wanted to be present for that, but I would be worried
Okay.
that probably need to be cleared for that or no?
He didn't mention having to be cleared.
I mean, I wonder if I would still be good or not. I mean, it might have been over a year though. I mean, because you know, with Just Dane, I was cleared to go into the, you know, Dane County and do all this stuff. Nonetheless, what time are you doing that listening session?
We're gonna do it. Let me look at my calendar.
Because potentially, if it's at at a good time where I'm free, and potentially if I don't need to be cleared, I would be happy to join you.
Okay. Yeah. He had mentioned that they have kind of like classes, like a
Yeah.
class in the afternoon. So I think he suggested kind of a little bit later after that at about 2:30. He said
Okay, well,
3 p.m.
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe if you have time in your busy schedule like the rest of us lovely people, and you can get around to asking what clearance looks like, I might be
Yeah.
able to arrange that. You said three, right?
Yeah.
We
Yeah.
get done.
I'll
We
for I will contact him and ask him what clearance looks like if 'cause yeah, we didn't have a conversation about my being cleared. That's odd.
Okay, right on. Because my kids leave the kids leave the school at 3:15, so me leaving at 2:30 or so to get down there probably wouldn't be an issue. But nonetheless, you and I can chit chat if you find out some more information about it. So thanks for that. That's
Okay.
all.
Okay. I will make a note here to forward you to. I'm gonna send an email, ask him about clearance, and then ask about another board member coming. So I'll send him that email tonight and see what response I get and connect with you tomorrow, Jalen.
That would be
Thank you
lovely.
so much. Yep. So yeah, the detention facilities on Friday, and then we are still working on scheduling the Spanish speaking one. Again, I think Jeanette, Alder Figueroa mentioned, I think maybe it's a third Wednesday night. I can't remember, Wednesday or Thursday night that they have these community meals. And then our May community engagement will be to invite the public for our full board meeting and ACLU training. Know your rights training.
Right. And I know that's on here as well, under five, but let me
Yes.
before we go on to that, let me backtrack
Yes.
just real quick, Shadera, if that's all right. For
No, go ahead.
the recording, I want to make sure that I note that there was no, outside of Lee Hunt, his presence, there was no other members of the public present at the meeting, and nobody's requested comment. And I'm assuming no one has any disclosures or recusals for this meeting.
No, sir.
Good. None of those. Now, I'm sorry, we are good. I don't run a lot of meetings for the city. This is my first, so sorry I'm forgetting stuff, everybody, but we'll get through it. All right,
That's
now we'll
okay. So there was, rescheduling community listening sessions. That was for the with the youth. Agenda item two is discussion regarding the Spanish language community listening session. So still waiting for to confirm a date for that. Agenda item three is regarding the joint events between PCOB and community-based organizations. Rodney had the brilliant idea of partnering with the Urban League, and potentially having PCOB come to an Urban League event.
That's what I was.
I have my assistant in the background here.
That's what I was thinking. Could you combine
Yes.
so you can have more conversation?
Yes. So that would, Rodney, if you wouldn't mind reaching out to the young professionals and asking when or if that would be a good time for us to come and get together.
I can follow up on that. So I had reached out to the president of the Young Professionals Program, and she forwarded it on to the advocacy. Sorry, I'm struggling to speak. The advocacy subcommittee chair. They're open to it, but what I was under the understanding of was that we were looking at no sooner than July. Is that still the case? Should I look further out, or what are we thinking?
June or July?
Okay.
June, hopefully, we can table at Juneteenth for community engagement. So that's not on the agenda, but I will put that on discussion for our next meeting. But I think if we can, try to pick one thing monthly, I think would be great, but I think every other month, so that's why I say if we do have, we're going to have community engagement this month, April, then we'll have it again in May with the full board meeting, June tabling at Juneteenth. But yeah, if we could arrange for something for, July would be great with Urban League. And then Jalen, you had mentioned maybe us trying to do something with youth. I think we should probably shoot for either end of summer or maybe beginning of school year. So I don't know.
Shadira, sorry.
I was thinking something, with youth, probably in the end of summer or beginning of the school year.
I think our best bet would be probably end of summer, because you know how families get kind of stressed out when it's like back to school shopping and back to school, all that good stuff. So it might be in our best interest. Youth may be more available towards the end of the summer opposed to the beginning of school.
I think doing another Know Your Rights training, but that is geared towards youth, maybe we should consider something like that. So I'll put that, well, let's save that. We'll table that. We'll put that on our next agenda to discuss. I think definitely partnering with Urban League. We did talk about other community partnerships, maybe doing something around Pride. And I think Rodney, you had mentioned October.
The Magic Pride Fest is usually in August. I think I had mixed up the dates that they did it because of COVID, but I think they usually try to stick to later in August.
Okay.
But we
The
could do a
Magic
table or
Pride.
something for that.
Yeah.
Looks like Jalen has a hand up.
Go ahead, Jalen.
Sorry, not on the thing. I can actually tell you because remember I reached out to him. Um, he says that the event is usually in August. He believes that it would be AJ, my little contact, so I don't know if I said that or not. But he said it would be in August, and then he says specifically he thinks it would be August 18th of this year, but they're still, working on the details.
Okay, so again, for notes, Andy, that's Magic Pride Fest, August 18th, that we will plan, definitely plan to table there, have a OIM table. And
Got
I
it.
don't know. Yes. So. And then, like you said, Jalen, in terms of facilitating a youth event, a youth-focused event, also trying to do that maybe the end of summer. That would probably also be August.
Yeah, and I think what would be cool is like the young people that you connect with already through moms. I would love to figure out how we can connect with them because they already off the bat are young people that you were con not we, I did, but you guys are constantly engaging with. So that might be a really good place to start as well since you're it's already somewhere that you're immersed.
For sure. Yeah, and I get questions from students every single day now that they a few of them know what I do, with the board. I had, last right before spring break, I had a young man, he's 17. He says, "Are they allowed to fingerprint? Are the police allowed to take my mugshot and fingerprint me?" And I said, "Yes, they are allowed to do that, and they are even allowed to do that without your parents present because you are 17." And I said, "In the state of Wisconsin, 17-year-olds are prosecuted as adults." And he said, "Oh my goodness, I'm gonna change my friends, I'm going to change my ways." It was like all of a sudden this young man had a light bulb go off and got, so I think a lot of young folks just are not aware of the law and how the law can affect them. Go ahead, Jalen.
Sorry, excuse me, y'all. I forgot. I was gonna say what would be cute, Shadair, is if we did like some type of like kind of back to school kickback, know your rights, so to speak, so you can be prepared for this school year, so to speak. Like if we play on some type of nice little name that will kind of get the kids, hooked. Obviously, food is
Engaged.
another thing, but if we were to like find a cute little title for them that would be of their interest, that might be another good way to get some youth involved, because I know youth tend to see names of events and be like, I'm not really going for it. So if we could find a good, like maybe like a kickback, know your thing, something like that, I think it would be important to start thinking about as we're trying to recruit young people to do it.
Okay. Sounds good. I agree. I know that Urban Triage is always looking for events. And even Moms on a Mission, we will still have some fun, there'll still be some funding left for that. So I'm sure between feeding, we could partner with Feeding the Youth, we could partner with Moms, and we could partner with Urban Triage. So that could, and Freedom Inc., hopefully we'll have a Freedom Inc. Replacement member by then as well that could help us with that. And that would, those are Freedom Inc. as well as Urban Triage are also partnering agencies. So if we can get those two board members to jump on board and help coordinate, that would be great.
I mean, I'm also happy, my significant other is knows, April knows Brandy very well, so it wouldn't be hard for me to connect with them as well. For whatever, because we know that Maya's doing her running right now, so this might not be in her forefront at this time.
No, not at all. But and she will probably still be very, very busy in August, even more so than right now. So, So moving on, but I think in terms of, upcoming and partnering with other community-based orgs, I think that's a lot to take on. And so I think it's a really, I'm hoping we can get all this lifting done here. So, our next discussion is regarding the social media presence on PCOB and the Office of the Independent Monitor. So that was something that Robert was taking on, that we were looking at to see if to see what he could do in terms of the website. See also, legally how we're able to utilize those. It seems that we could have a Facebook page, and it makes sense with as many youth and particularly, as well as people in Madison. It seems like an Instagram makes sense, but again, Robert said he's not at all versed in either Facebook or Instagram. And I think what we were both thinking is hopefully once our new program assistant is hired, that that's something that our program assistant would that would be part of their job duty. And so certainly when we are interviewing, we can see if we'll see if we have any candidates with that background. It would certainly be helpful, but it's not something that can't be learned. So if they don't have that experience, they can learn. So, but it would certainly be nice if our program assistant had some experience with social media. So that too, because of Robert being out on medical leave, that's about as much information as I'm able to provide right now with social media presence. And agenda item 5, update on the ACLU Know Your Rights training. So far, it looks like a thumbs up that we will have Emilio Del Torre. He is with the Milwaukee Churners. He used to be the ACLU trainer, community trainer, or maybe I can't remember his title, but now he's the director of Milwaukee Churners. And this is something that they do for the Milwaukee community. And so I'll get a price estimate, because they were asking for mileage, but also for an honorarium. So I will get pricing information, so the next time we get together, I'll be able to get that. And hopefully I'll have that by the time we meet for the executive subcommittee and the full, particularly the full board meeting, so that we can vote on that. I don't think that we have to vote on training costs. I think we have that built into our budget, but depending on what it the amount that they're asking for, if it's think if it's over a certain amount, then then we would need to vote on it as a board. But I'm not sure what that amount is. I will, Karen Capusta, she would be able to help me navigate that. She used to be our administrative assistant. Well, she kind of had a full-time job already. But she was helping us for with a lot of technical stuff when the board was first up and running. So she knows a lot of those real technical questions about training, budget, how much of our budget has been allocated for training. So, any questions or comments? Go ahead, Andrew.
I was just going to say, I'll make sure to put that in the notes and see if Jennifer knows. I'm sure she'll pipe up to you as well about that.
Okay.
She may or may not, but if you've got a better, a good contact in city government to know what that dollar amount is, check it there. Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right,
Thank you so
thanks.
much, Andrew. So then, if you wouldn't mind, Andrew, making note for future agenda topics, just the upcoming events, we would probably want to add those. Add the Juneteenth, add Magic Fest, Magic Pride Fest. I know that we had also been discussing materials. Oh no, now my phone's dead.
We didn't. I don't think we lost you, Shadara. I think you're still on. I think we're to the end, almost anyway, but we'll give her a minute to get back on. She's just got to plug her phone in.
We ain't gotta do nothing. We can hop off. I'm just playing. We'll wait for it. But
Oh,
again, being vice chair, I can always take control. I think that is the end
yeah.
of it, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't want to keep people here any longer than they want to be. That's fine too, Jalen. However you got, it's your committee. You guys,
We'll give her
you all
like two.
play it how you want.
We'll give her 2 minutes to hop back on because I'm about to be mobile as well pretty soon. So give her 2 minutes, and if not, I'll just double check the agenda quick and see if there's anything else we need to discuss.
We were literally on future meeting items and dates. So we were at future agenda topics, which was the last thing before
Okay.
adjournment. So if I'm
I would
just.
say that we talk so frequently that I don't think any of us, Rodney, do you have anything? Andrew,
Why
I
don't
don't
you
know
two move in
if
second
motion
to
goes
adjourn
because
then?
it's only two of us on here. So are we able to do motion to adjourn, or would we have to wait for her?
I think it's you're under safe ground to take it to what are we going to do? Keep the meeting up going forever? Move to adjourn and accept Rodney's second and just call it. That's fine.
Yeah, I hear
Yeah, I
that. Well,
think.
there's no second, or nobody wants to have any future items. Let's see if we have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
There.
All right, you know I'm a second, Andrew, so why don't you go ahead and note that we are going to adjourn, and then should Shadira have anything she wanted to mention, we can figure that out via email.
Sounds good. I have made the note in my notes accordingly, and you're all adjourned. If you need anything in the short term, I think I gave my cell phone out to the whole committee, but it's 630-5427. If anybody needs anything, don't hesitate to reach out to me direct as well.
Hey,
Okay.
I don't have, unfortunately, I'm not in the space to write something down. If you could shoot an email to everybody, I think that would be helpful.
Sure, I will.
All right. Thanks, y'all. Have a wonderful
Oh,
night.
he
Be
said,
safe.
hey, well, she's
Join
here.
us.
Hey, let's
Okay.
do it right. She's actually here. 2 seconds, Jalen.
Y'all gonna lose me pretty
Yeah,
soon.
come
But yeah,
on.
all
She's,
right.
I'm sorry. Just, she's joining. Here she is. Connecting her audio.
I apologize, I'm back. In terms of upcoming agenda items, I think that's about it. I would just put our next upcoming events and tabling materials. I think that's a discussion that we need to have. And I will also ask of the city if they can help us with the tabling materials. We really sh should have some sort of a leaflet or flyer. And I forget what the, oh, like those, the things that they put up during like job fairs with the company names. We should have something like some sort of a banner. They have a real specific name, but I can't think of it right now.
I had a table banner that I used for a different committee. So yeah, that's definitely something that would be helpful for tabling at those types of events, so that when people
Yeah,
walk in, they know what you are.
so if we could put that as a future agenda item, but also, for in terms of an action item, I'll follow up with Karen and Larissa. Larissa from the city had been joining the community engagement meeting, so I will see if she can rejoin us.
Who?
Is we kind of had Larissa Bonuelos. She does outreach for the City of Madison community outreach, and she had started joining us and was very helpful when we were advertising, when we were promoting the community listening sessions. She was very helpful with that. So I'll see if we can get her to help us to promote some of the community engagement events.
Can I get that name one more time?
Larissa, Lorissa Bunuelos, Bunye. B. Let me see.
I can.
I'm trying to pull it up here. She was just on a conversation that I was on.
Larissa Banu N N-Y Uellos. I got it.
That's it, yes.
Got it. I just wanted for the notes. All right. Sorry.
And then Jalen or Rodney, do either of you have anything for upcoming meetings, agenda items?
No, ma'am. We were already trying to adjourn this meeting, before you were able to hop back on. So I think we're good to go whenever you're ready.
You're good to go. All right. Well, then I will go ahead and second that motion. So, I'll third that motion.
Yeah, we'll put you down for
Yeah,
third.
it's already been
Rodney
taken care of.
moved,
You're like the
Jalen
third.
second. So,
Okay. I'll third that motion. Thanks, guys.
all right.
Everyone, have a good night.
Have a good night,
Bye.
everybody.
Thank you.